Hello, everyone. Thanks again for joining us along this journey that we're calling Common Prayer. I hope you've had a really good week, and that if you've been following along with Kevin and I, you've been able to engage with us in remembering both the little and the big ways that God's been showing up in your life. And I hope that you've been able to pay a little closer attention to his movement in your life, and that you're trusting him every day to strengthen your muscle of gratitude. Because the more we make it our intention and our practice to give him thanks and to offer him a grateful heart, the stronger that muscle becomes. You know, I think it's kind of becoming this theme with me, in that I continue to find it pretty hard this week, again, to hold so many emotions, so many realities in tension at once. Heartbreak and hope, fear and courage. The idea of just wanting my personal freedoms back and yet still being called to sacrifice it for the sake of others. And it's helped me so much to just keep seeing it and to keep bringing it to Jesus again and again, to confess where I fall short, and to allow him to bring me back and bring me back again to a place of thanks and gratitude, and just remembering again who God is and what he's promised to do in me and all around me, even especially when I can't see it or feel it. And it's the weekend again, yay. And we've made it through another week, and I'm so glad, because this is the day when we get to stop and practice the prayer of examine. And if you don't happen to be familiar with it, it's been a practice of saints for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's simply a way of being especially attentive and open-hearted to God. And today, we're going to look back through the entire week in Micah 6:8 and really notice how God has been moving in our lives as we've contemplated its meaning and how he's calling us to respond to it. It's a time to allow ourselves to be present to this moment, to be present to the God who made us and wants to speak to us, and to say, along with the prophet Samuel, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So, as is our custom, I want to invite you to get comfortable, get in a comfortable position, and one that will help you open yourself to the Spirit of God and to quiet your mind, and to become aware of God's loving presence. Would you invite him to help you be quiet and still? And thank God that he is here. And ask the Holy Spirit to open the conversation with you today, and to give you his discernment. Holy Spirit, thank you for this time of listening. Would you guide us to hear what you would want us to hear during this time? And then today, as I mentioned, we're going to do something a little different than we do during our typical prayer of examine. I'd like you to take some time to review, as best you can, your whole week, and kind of Think of it like a movie of this past week. And allow the scenes from it that come to your mind just to wash over you. And ask God to show you the times of gratitude and peace that you experienced. Sit in those moments for just a bit. And don't try to do anything, but just watch them again. Slowly, from day to day. And after you've seen that, and noticed just some of the things that were beautiful and good, would you thank God? While just holding them in front of your mind. And allow me to read Micah 6:8 to you again. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Kevin and I walked you through the three components of that verse. And they're simply this: His call to us to act justly, His call to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him. Take a few moments to consider the call to act justly. What it means is to live with a sense of right and wrong, especially relationally. And Micah, the prophet's words were meant to wake God's people up from their apathy and remind them that they had a responsibility to provide equity and to protect the innocent. Injustice was something for them, and it's something for us that God calls us to participate in. How has God been speaking to you about doing justice? And then we come to the phrase, love mercy, which we said contains the Hebrew word hesed, which means loyal love or loving kindness. And we reflected together on mercy's meaning. And we mentioned that it is not just about being nice. Far from it. It's a kindness that is extended at personal cost when it is within our power to do otherwise. How have you sensed God inviting you to extend His mercy to those who don't deserve it? And then the last phrase is the call to walk humbly with our God. And it's a description of the heart's attitude toward God, as God's people were called to depend on Him and not our own abilities. Instead of taking pride in what we bring to God, we're called to humbly recognize that no amount of personal sacrifice can replace a heart committed to justice and love. Have you been walking humbly with your God? Or have you been walking with some degree of pride and maybe a bit of superiority? Would you ask God to show you and to help you and show you how to walk humbly with Him? And then lastly, would you just allow space for God to help you respond in a particular way to what you have heard or experienced during your time of prayer just now? Would you ask Him for a word or a picture to walk away from this time with? And be open to receiving what He has for you. As we end our time together today, allow me to leave you with this blessing and benediction. May you know that our God is a God of justice, mercy, and humility. May you seek Him to give you a heart that breaks with what breaks His heart, and a willingness to be open to and grow in desiring to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him today and in all the days to come. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.